Should people always listen to their anger? Before that, let us look at the upside of anger. I spend a lot of times helping my clients get in touch with their anger cues. That is because after years of dieting and eating according to other people's rules, many clients feel disconnected from their bodies. They often don't know whether they are really angry or full. Some also fear anger, repeatedly grazing in an attempt to avoid it. Here's the thing. Anger is a powerful transformational tool. People think of anger as a bogeyman they can avoid by consuming certain foods. Though fruits, veggies, and lean proteins can certainly help, that would not 100% end anger. And that is a good thing because anger is a good thing, says PN Super Coach Jeremy. First, when people feel angry, right, they are more likely to enjoy a meal. Second, the sensations of anger and fullness can help people make eating decisions. Like, number one, do I need to eat right now? On a scale of 1, no desire to eat, to 10, my arm is looking tasty. Someone might wait until their anger reaches somewhere between 6 and 8. See, they are hungry enough to enjoy their meal, but not so hungry that they are angry or anxious, right? Okay, number 2. Could this be my last bite? Someone seeking fat loss, right, might decide to stop eating when they feel satisfied, often referred to as being 80% full. Okay, many clients find that once they are in touch with their sensation of anger, their reliance on calorie counting and other external guardrails diminishes, as does their sensation of deprivation as well. So, should people always listen to their anger? I'm not fans of the word always, right? That is because the best advice for any given person will depend on their goals, life stage, life circumstances, and many, many other factors that are unique to them, says PN Super Coach Kate. See, here are some situations where people may decide to eat based on their time of day or eating by the clock, right? Rather than on anger signals alone. Number one, you're traveling and you want to nudge your circadian rhythm into a new time zone, right? By adjusting your mealtime to your new time zone, regardless of your anger. So you help by doing this, you help set your body's circadian clock and suffer less from the jet lag. Number 2, your job allows a narrow window of lunch. It's eat then or not eat at all, right? Or maybe your family and or culture requires meals at a specific times of a day. Rather than wait until hunger strikes, you make an intentional choice to eat at those times. Number 3, medications, pregnancy or health problems have removed all traces of hunger, right? If you waited until you felt hungry, you would rarely eat. Number 4, you are trying to lose weight, but you are accustomed to grazing all the day along, right? Because of this, your body inappropriately tells you that it is hungry every 45 minutes. Since that is when it is used to getting food, right? To retrain your hunger signals, you decide to ignore this frequent hunger signals and instead eat a sit-down meal only every 3-4 hours. Number 5, you are trying to gain weight. See, in this case, eating to hunger won't give you enough food to do your job, right? Instead, eating at frequent intervals, even if you are not hungry, can be helpful. And one downside of eating by the clock, right? It can backfire for folks who find themselves watching the clock, says Super Coach Kate, right? That includes watching the clock in anticipation of being able to eat again. And watching the clock, dreading having to eat again, right? And it could be watching the clock and eating, anticipating not being able to eat for a period of time. Okay, if you're watching the clock, then eating by the clock is not the right tool and is instead creating a sensation of restriction, deprivation, and anxiety. Fine. Want to learn more? Register for my next free health transformation masterclass by clicking on the link below. If you like this content, please like and share. I will record more such content in the coming days. Until then, cheers. God bless. Bye-bye.